Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today, Dave and Bethley continue their discussion on raising boys to be men and girls to be ladies. So let those miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you, wherever you might be in the world.
And then the final thing we want to talk to you about is we've got to teach our daughters to do feminine things.
And this could be a little controversial because there is that whole breakdown of, well, what does it mean? Are girls the only ones who cook and clean and do dishes? Can't our guys do that too? And they do. Our boys have all helped out in the house.
And some of the greatest chefs in the world are men.
Yes.
And so there's a lot to go into talking here about teaching her to do feminine things. The first one is I would just say that you've got to think right about feminine things. There is this idea, it's oddly, you know, it's such an odd world we live in, that if you call something, you know, well, this, you know, girls do this, this is feminine, that's a bad thing to teach our daughters. How dare you try to make your daughter feel like that she can't be a guy?
Right.
That's typical in our world. But there are some things that girls should be good at, that we should be constantly teach them. In a marriage, there's got to be eating. If you're going to have children, the kids are going to want to eat. So training our daughters to cook meals, prepare meals, to learn how to take care of that need in a home.
Right.
It doesn't mean that a man can't cook. Obviously, we're making that as clear as we know how to make it.
Right. All of our boys cook.
But a lady that can cook for her children, that can cook for her husband, that celebrates the beauty of a meal well prepared.
Yes.
That is a very feminine and beautifully feminine thing.
It is.
And the culture we live in, even in the church, there's a lot of ladies that are like, well, anybody can read a recipe. Well, that's true. You can read a recipe, but there's also something beautiful about a mom who has taught her daughter family traditions of cooking, that has taught her daughter that here is something beautiful that you can do for your husband, for your children, for guests. The gift of hospitality in the church is being destroyed because we've raised an entire generation of girls that they'll show up at a, like if your church has a carry-in meal, they show up to eat with no thought that, you know what, you know, I could have a part in this meal.
Right.
I could make a dessert. I could do something. And you know, we've lost that idea in the culture. So teaching our daughters to do feminine things is important. And that may be cooking, that may be cleaning, that may be nurturing.
Yes.
It's feminine to be gracious. It's feminine to have a sweet spirit.
It is.
And so what all would you know suggest to moms and dads? You know, we're wanting our daughters to be ladies, and we're summing up all of this stuff we've taught. You know, we've got to understand philosophically. We've got to understand the truth. We've got to be aware of the purity. We've got to be aware of, you know, showing respect. And there's so many angles to this. But as we're tying it all down to some very practical things, what do we do to help our daughters to embrace feminine things and enjoy them? And what do we mean by feminine things? So,
well, I would say, moms, you need to think rightly about this. There are extremes in this. David had mentioned the world's philosophy of how dare you think that a girl needs to be taught how to cook or to clean or to take care of a house. There is also the other extreme of, well, I just don't enjoy those as a mom, and so I don't want to force that on my daughter. There is the over-spiritualizing extreme of, well, that's not important. The important thing is that we spend hours and hours in the Word of God, and it doesn't matter what our house looks like, or we have just more important things to do. There is a beauty and an order to a life well lived and a house well run. And so it's not that it's the most important thing. It is not the most important thing. And hospitality can be done if there are Cheerio spills on your floor and dust on your furniture.
Would it also be safe to say that it is way more important than our culture makes it?
It is.
It's not the most important thing, but it is way more important than the culture makes it.
It is. And I think even in the church, there should be somewhat of a going back to embracing those feminine arts of, this is how we keep our house. And there is restfulness and peace in a house that is orderly. There is satisfaction in a task well done when you bring a wholesome and yummy meal to your table. There is beauty in being able to set a table lovingly and affectionately. I know that our daughter gets great satisfaction on Sundays when we have our Sunday meal of getting out all the linens and getting out the silverware and setting a centerpiece in the table. She gets great satisfaction from that, and it makes my heart happy that she has embraced that. It's not that something that Charity does every day. There are everyday, you know, the everyday, let's grab the paper napkins, let's just grab a fork, sure, let's grab paper plates, and let's hit the table.
But there is something beautiful about her learning that this is a very feminine thing to do.
Yes.
That we can have a family meal at some times, you know, along the way where we sit down, where the meal is beautifully prepared, the table is beautifully set.
Yes.
And what we're doing is we're teaching our daughter that those are feminine things of beauty.
Yes.
And that it's a wonderful way to honor God and to honor Christianity and to honor your family and to honor your marriage.
Right.
Is when you embrace this as something beautiful to be desired. It's right. Femininity.
And it is not the prideful approach of my house always looks Pinterest perfect. That is a prideful approach of it has to look a certain way. But just embracing everyday beauty and within your budget, teaching your daughter to live within a budget. Okay, maybe we can't afford the $6,000 couch, but we can certainly look on Facebook Marketplace and find a $200 couch that is beautiful and will fit nicely in here. And I love even watching our older daughter who's married, Abigail, and our daughters-in-laws, Kareth and Bethany, as they embrace homemaking, and they all have different styles. And all of them are busy. Bethany's a busy mama. All of them are involved in ministry, and they all have stuff to do. And I know that there are times where they're like, oh my goodness, there's laundry to do and a house to clean and cooking to be done. And there are days where that can just be a little bit overwhelming, but all of them, you know, will send me pictures. Oh, I was able to make this recipe, or look what I did to our wall. I was able to put up these pictures, or look at this new couch we found. And I love how they embrace that, because that is all part of femininity. It's all going to be part of your life. If you grow up and become an adult, even if you don't get married, you're going to have a house or an apartment to keep. And so there is, help your daughter to find satisfaction in those blessings, in those feminine arts of the cooking is done, the cleaning is done, the laundry is done, and we have this orderly, beautiful house and this wonderful meal to enjoy, and now we can sit and enjoy each other's company.
Sure. And I would, you know, just take a moment here just to comment on this, because some people are listening are probably going to be thinking like, well, you know, my daughter's not like that, or my, you know, I'm not like that. But what we mean by this is not that, and you said this in one of our earlier episodes here, we're not looking for cookie cutter. Did I say that right? Let me try that again. We're not looking for cookie cutter images here, because right. God made us all different. There are some wonderful ladies who cook and clean and take care of their house and love their children and are training, but they're very outdoorsy. They're, you know.
Oh, right.
And then there are some ladies that are more quiet, more reserved, you know, maybe a little more on the softer side of things, some that a bit more on, you know, the harder side of things, where some are more athletic, some are not athletic at all.
Right.
Some like to hunt, some like to shop. We're okay with God made us all differently.
Yes.
And we're the product of our families. There are some girls that are closer to their dad, some that are closer to their mom. But all of our daughters have to grow up in the plan of God to be wonderful ladies who are mature ladies, who are feminine, who are beautifully feminine, who embrace motherhood and wifehood and womanhood. And all of that has to be done. And so there are just some things that are very feminine, no matter what your personality is.
True.
And cooking is one of those. And cleaning, having a home that is a place of peace. The Bible does say we have to teach young ladies to be keepers at home.
Right.
And part of that is in taking care of a home and being aware of the home. Mm-hmm. And you know, in generations gone by, they would teach even that meant that in the general realm of a family that works best, try to be a one-income family, to where the dad primarily does the work to bring in the food and the money and pay the bills. And mom, the kids always have a mom at home. Mm-hmm. And I know in our culture, it's so expensive that there are many ladies who work.
Right.
And the Proverbs 31 lady did. So we're very aware of that. Mm-hmm. But there was something beautiful about a culture gone by, to where they had smaller homes, maybe one car.
Yes.
They were not able to take, you know, vacations all around the world necessarily. Mm-hmm. A vacation might be taking a week off and camping at the river.
Right.
Or, you know, or taking a road trip to where you slept in a tent. There was a whole different world.
Right.
But they lived a more simple lifestyle, embracing these roles. And it really did make a beautiful culture. Mm. Where there was more peace, there was more time. Families would sit around the fireplace in the evening and talk.
Right.
They would read books together. There was a peacefulness. Mm. And obviously we can't go back to that culture. This is a fast-paced culture. This is a demanding culture. This is a very expensive hour in which we live.
Right.
But we can, as believers, train our sons to be men. Mm. And we can train our daughters to be ladies.
Yes.
And don't make an apology that you're training your daughter to cook.
No, no, not at all.
That you're training her to clean and take care of a home.
And these are disciplines that she can take with her whole life. These are things she can use her whole life. And it helps her to be able to reach out to others, to have a warm, inviting place, to have people in and to impact others. Even if she's a single young lady, she can have others in and cook them a meal and have a nice, gracious place for them to be. Not that it's perfect,
right,
but it's a welcoming place and it's a comfortable place for them. And so teaching your daughters these things can be fun. I love having my daughter in the kitchen with me, and it can also just teach her all kinds of different disciplines that she will take with her whole life.
And here's one of the things I've noticed, moms. As Bethley Joy embraces femininity, embraces roles and responsibilities with a happy heart and with a gentleness and with grace, our daughters have followed suit. Mm-hmm. They emulate mom. But as Bethley has trained them, they've also found great joy, great beauty, and great satisfaction in now taking care of their own home, embracing being a wife, mm-hmm, and embracing being a mommy. And those things just spill out of our lives as we are modeling it, as we are teaching it, as we are embracing it, as we are training it. We are helping our daughters to be ladies. And in a culture that ridicules that,
yes,
these are important matters.
It's very important. And absolutely. I will say I have not done that perfectly.
Well, I don't think anybody does, but I think you have done it well. And in the sense that our daughters have a good role model, moms, be that role model. Dads, continually celebrate femininity.
Yes.
Celebrate if your daughter makes you cookies. That's a huge deal.
It is.
If she's learning to take care of the house, that's a huge deal.
Yes.
And there's something beautiful, moms and dads, about having a teenage daughter who is learning femininity to where she can be a help then. And mm-hmm, as you're allowing her to cook, as you're allowing her to clean, as she's taking initiative, celebrate that.
Yes.
Celebrate it because it's important. So what we're saying today is we have to teach our daughters to embrace purity. That's just a huge one. We have to continually guard purity.
Yes.
And we are teaching our daughters to do feminine things. We've got a couple of more moments here we can take. So any further thoughts you would add to those who are listening?
Embracing femininity, and we probably have covered this a little bit in the other episodes, but would be being that gracious woman, being that sweet-faced woman, being that woman who can respond to the harshness of this life in a warm and friendly and Christ-like way. And so that's all part of being feminine. As your girls grow up in this culture, they will be faced with a lot of harshness, a lot of aggression, and it is not a weak thing for her to respond with grace, with kindness, with compassion. It actually shows that she is a virtuous and strong woman. It takes a stronger woman to respond graciously to the aggression and anger of this culture. It takes a stronger woman to do that than it would be for her to lash back out at whoever is being angry, sure, and aggressive with her.
Sure.
So teaching her that grace, that sweetness, it adds a lot of beauty to a woman. And everybody wants to be around a sweet person. It does wear on you after a while when you're with a harsh, aggressive, angry,
sure,
person.
So as we find, kind of wind things up today and kind of come to an end here, one of the things I just would tell you, Bethany and I want our daughter to dress like a lady, to dress like a Christian, to look godly.
Yes.
We want her to evidence that in her speech, the way she talks.
Mm-hmm.
She's feminine, but she's beautiful. She's modest. She's Christ-like.
Right.
She's sweet. She's gracious. She's generous. She has a great, grateful heart. Mm. She's learning to become a woman who takes care of responsibilities of cooking and cleaning and caring for children. Mm-hmm. If she's married, she's going to be a lady aware of her husband. She's going to be a conscious of what his needs are and how to be a good wife. Right. All of these are things we're teaching. And I know that many of you parents want this for your daughter.
Yes.
And it can be done. And it must be done.
Yes.
And so let's get going and train our daughters to be ladies.
Well, what a blessing. You just heard the continued discussion of raising boys to be men and girls to be ladies. Did you get some nuggets of truth for the journey? I surely hope so. Well, tomorrow is full of surprises with Dave and Bethley's weekly Q&A episode. This is Michael Barnett. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.